Chapter 19. A Holiday for Two. Quarrel brought them to the little beach at Bow Desert, and Bond half carried Solitaire to the house. After they had had baths and cleaned themselves, Quarrel took Bond to the hospital at Port Maria. The doctors worked on his shoulder, then Quarrel brought him back to the house. Bond was tired and covered in bandages. Another doctor had visited Solitaire, who'd been cut by the coral, but was not badly hurt. Some new clothes would be brought for her from Kingston the next day. There were police on the Isle of Surprise now. Strangways had gone straight to them and told them what had happened. The secateur, or what was left of her, was at the bottom of the sea in the bay, and police divers were on their way from Kingston. News reporters had heard about the explosion, and there was now a police guard at Bow Desert to keep them away. A full report was sent to M and to Washington. The information would be enough to arrest Mr. Big's men in Harlem and St. Petersburg for gold smuggling. Strangways arrived back from Kingston soon after Bond returned from the hospital. He had a message from M. It read, "Have you put in a claim for us for the treasure?" "Please do." "Well done. Take 2 weeks' holiday."
"I put in a claim at Government House for you," said Strangways. "But the British and American governments will both want the treasure."
They talked some more. Then Strangways left. The evening was cool after the hot day. Solitaire came out of the house and walked across the grass. She was not wearing any shoes, and was carrying a tray with two glasses. She put it down on the garden table near Bond's chair.
"I hope they're okay," she said. "I've never made a martini before."
Bond looked up at her. She was wearing a pair of his white silk pajamas. She kissed him, then sat down on the warm grass and put her head against his knee.
"You look wonderful," Bond told her.
They sat for a while, looking out between the trees as the sunlight started to disappear. There was a crash of broken dishes from the kitchen at the back of the house. Then there was the sound of Quarrel shouting at someone.
"Poor Quarrel," said Solitaire. "He's borrowed the best cook in the village and is making us a special dinner, but it's supposed to be a surprise for us."
After they had eaten dinner, Bond told Solitaire about M's message.
2 weeks' holiday will be wonderful, but I'm badly hurt. I'll also need someone special who can look after me and help me to get better."
"Do you know of anyone?" he asked and grinned at her. There was love in Solitaire's eyes as she looked up at him and smiled.
"Well, I haven't got any other plans for the next 2 weeks," she said.